Welcome to this cleansing ancient Atlantean darkness transmission. Light support for American starseeds. And as always, open body, open mind. Focusing on the cycle of breath. On the in-breath, inviting light into your physical body. Bones, blood, organs, systems, cells. Anywhere you are holding dense 3D energies, on the out-breath, purge and release. Surrender it back to the universe, back to the light. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the physical body. On the in-breath, inviting light into the emotional body, a fluid field of energy surrounding and penetrating your physical body. Anywhere you are holding low frequency emotional energy, on the out-breath, purge and release, send it back to the universe, back to the light, allowing more space for your own soul's light in the emotional body. And on the in-breath, inviting light into the lower mental body, a fluid field of energy that surrounds and penetrates the emotional and physical bodies. Anywhere you are holding dense, low-frequency mental energy, such as judgment, criticism, and blame, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the light, back to the universe. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the lower mental body. And following that cycle of breath, as I call your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance, your oversoul, your higher selves from the 6th to the 12th dimension, all guides working with you, including interdimensional guides, all angels and archangels working with you, all stellar races working with you, all teams in spirit working with you, such as ascension teams, healing teams, light body surgery teams, come be with you now. Come be with you now. And just breathing and opening and feeling that connection. Perhaps an expansion, or a warmth, or an opening, or a certain click. And let's call the archangels of the horizontal plane, beginning in the east with Raphael, Archangel of Air. The symbol, the crystal wand, the energy, emerald green fire. Calling that angel and that fire to hold the space. To the south is Michael, Archangel of the Element of Fire. The symbol of this angel is a sword of flaming blue angelic light. The energy, electric blue fire. Calling that angel and that fire to hold the space. To the west is Gabriel, Archangel of Water. The symbol, a silver chalice. The energy, diamond white fire. Inviting that angel and that fire into the space, to hold the space. To the north, Uriel, Archangel of Earth. The symbol, a golden pentacle. The energy, ruby red fire. Inviting that angel and that fire to hold the space. Four angels, four energies, and open. And let's call the archangels holding the vertical plane, Metatron and Sandalphon. Calling first to Metatron from the great central sun to bring down the Christ grid, a rippling, flowing field of white gold light down into the earth plane. Down into the structure of the building you are in, allowing that light into the walls, the floor, the ceiling, the door, the windows, closing off the space in white gold light. And they ask Metatron to connect your heart center with the Christ grid, anchoring it into the heart, allowing all chakras from the heart upwards to align with the great central sun. And that's called a Sandalphon of the crystalline grid of the earth below, to bring up that ethereal crystalline light up to the feet, flowing up through the legs to the pelvic area, flowing up the spine to the heart. I call on Sandalphon to anchor this grid in your heart, allowing all chakras from the heart down to align with the crystalline core of the earth. Six archangels, six energies, and open. Let's also welcome into the transmission spiritual masters of light, working with starseeds who have Atlantean connections. Akashic record angels. Violet and ultraviolet fire angels. Angels of the sun. And Elohim angels. In particular, three Elohim angels. Grace Elohim. Purity Elohim and Harmony Elohim. So breathing and opening. I call on the Akashic Record Angels to open your connection to lifetimes in the end period of Atlantis. And the end period lasted around 500 years. And it got increasingly dark the further it went to the end period, the end time. I call on all angels, all masters of light, and your higher self to begin to clear any shock or trauma originating from any lifetime within the end period of Atlantis. Clearing any shock of the destruction itself. Clearing any shock arising from the experience of the entire earth plane falling in density. I call on your higher self, all angels, masters of light, to clear any fear originating in those times including any fear of being betrayed to the dark. Any pain or helplessness or terror arising from the end times. Clear any impact of any mind control propaganda from those times. Clear any issues of not knowing who to trust originating from those times. Also, any concerns around speaking your truth. Clear any fear of dark satanic forces originating from those times. Also, any concern about being touched by darkness, by fallen beings. If relevant, ask to clear any grief or guilt relating to the end times. I call on your higher self and the Akashic Record Angels to now close the timeline, the connection to the end times of Atlantis. Asking that all negative energies bleeding through from that time be neutralized and cleared now. So now focusing on the land itself, the land of America, where there's the energy of destruction still held in the land, especially along the southeast coastline, out into the Caribbean and Bay of Mexico. First calling on violet and ultraviolet fire, working with Sandophon, send waves of light through the earth plane, beneath the ground, many layers, levels and dimensions, anywhere the land holds darkness, from the time of the destruction of Atlantis. So just allowing waves of light going down through many levels of the land and out into the ocean also, and beneath the ocean, wherever that light needs to go. Thank you. clearing, purging, and releasing anything that needs to be purged and released. I call upon the three Elohim angels. Grace Elohim, whose energy field looks like iridescent snow falling in spirals, asking for a clearing of old Atlantean energies held in the earth, old traumas held in the earth. Calling on Purity Elohim to work with Grace Elohim. And her energy field looks like bands of parallelograms, blue ultraviolet light. She's the Elohim to call upon when dense energies need to be purged and released. She assists in clearing darkness and trauma. The release of darkness in the land may create an initial intensification of conflict, tension, but it will soon be followed by a release as old patterns break. So calling on Grace and Purity to work together. Iridescent snow. Blue ultraviolet light, working together in the land, clearing the land, many layers deep. Helping to neutralize any old fire crystals that need neutralizing in the bed of the ocean. And let's call upon Harmony Elohim. And her energy fields look like opalescent waves of sparkling white light. Calling upon Harmony Elohim to shift the old density to a higher octave of light, a higher octave of color, a higher octave of sound. Supporting starseeds in America to lift to a higher level of consciousness. So just allow these angels to continue the work in the land. As we now focus on you in this time and space, in this time of volatility on the earth plane, I call on your higher self, the Atlantean spiritual masters, to strengthen your ability to remain connected to your core, to remain connected to your intuition, whilst being fully aware of the 3D world around you. Guiding you through the chaos, guiding you when to take action and when to not take action, when to speak and when to be silent. I call on your higher self and all angels to help you break resonance with any beings in your reality who are unaware, unawakened, ill-informed, who in any way seek to interfere with or oppose your path of light. I call on your higher self and all angels present, especially angels of the sun, to clear your energy fields of all anger, confusion or helplessness you have absorbed from the human collective that does not serve you, sending it all into the crystalline core of the sun to be transformed. I call on your higher self, Atlantean spiritual masters and angels, to clear any veils over your mind, any veils over your inner senses, strengthening your connection to your inner light, strengthening your connection to your higher self, I call on your higher self and Atlantean spiritual masters to rebalance the masculine and feminine energies within your being, releasing any old patriarchal echoes from the past, I call on your higher self, angels and spiritual Atlantean masters to break resonance with any other being in your reality who has a connection to dark forces, especially concerning the end times of Atlantis. Thank you. I call on your higher self Atlantean spiritual masters to clear any current fear you may have concerning the tragedy of Atlantis, that it will be repeated somehow in this time and space. Old Atlantean traumas can and will be cleared, and there's a very high probability that America will follow a different path, a higher path, after going through a phase of difficult volatility. I call on your higher self and Atlantean spiritual masters, angelic forces, to channel light through you out into the earth plane, to touch anyone in positions of political, military, and policing leadership in current day America who are connected to the light or who seek to be connected to the light, to support all their efforts in making positive changes. So just coming back to your breath. Feeling the connection to your higher self. All the angels holding you in the earth plane. Feeling your connection to Atlantean spiritual masters. The Atlantean spiritual masters will remind you of your connection to Golden Age Atlantis. And at that time you developed many gifts, you had a strong connection to the light. So I call upon the Akashic Record Angels once again to completely close and seal any connection that you have to the end times of Atlantis that does not serve you any longer. I call upon your higher self, angels of light, to seal your energy fields in light, a layer of gold light bouncing off all lower energies. allowing you to remain connected to the higher forces of light in the universe as you go about your day. So let's thank all beings working in this transmission. Spiritual Masters of Light, Atlantean Masters, Akashic Records Angels, Violet and Ultraviolet Fire Angels, Angels of the Sun, Three Elohim Angels, Grace, Purity, Harmony Elohim. Allowing them all to step back with thanks. Let's thank all archangels holding the horizontal plane and the archangels holding the vertical plane, allowing them to step back with thanks. So just coming back to your body, your energy fields, your breath. Feeling a greater expansion, a stronger connection to the light. And this transmission is offered to you as always with love and blessings. Love and blessings.